Good morning. How is everyone today? I'm going to run you all through the ringer. Are you ready? Here we go. How many of you have committed murder? Very good, Vince. I'm glad you raised your hand. You're being honest. All of you raise your hands because you have committed murder. How many of you have committed adultery? Now, maybe some of you haven't done that yet. Maybe you're too young for that. So let's skip that one, all right? How many of you have stolen something from someone? How many of you have bore false witness against your neighbor? In other words, passed along a little gossip or told a lie about someone? Yes. How many of you defrauded or coveted your neighbor? Said something that you know wasn't true so that you could get something from them? Yes. Yep. How many of you, are you ready for this? Are you ready? How many of you dishonored your mother and father? Those hands went up pretty fast, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Vince is agreeing with me. Vince, you never dishonor mom and dad, do you?
Yeah.
No, you do? Okay, you stay here with me. So we'll use Vince as an example. Vince raised his hand for everyone. But we know that Vince actually hasn't killed anyone, have you, Vince? No, you haven't really killed anyone, have you? You have. You haven't. Very good. But you know what Jesus is telling the rich young man in our text today, even though the rich young man has never actually done this with his hands, where was he actually sinning? And Vince, say, in my heart. Say, in my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart. That's what Jesus is getting at. Just like Vince here, Vince sins in his heart, even though Vince doesn't always realize it. And it's the same with all of you, and it's the same with everyone who's looking at you. For they too have committed murder, and they too have committed adultery, and they too have stolen, and they too have committed bore false witness. They have said something about their neighbor that wasn't true, and they covet everything that their neighbor has. And they even may do it underhandedly just so they can get it. That's what we sinful human beings do. And what is Jesus telling the rich young man? What is he to do? He is to sell everything, give it to the poor, and come follow Jesus. So he is telling the rich young man, come follow me. And when we come follow Jesus, what does Jesus do for us? And Vincent say, Jesus forgives me.
Jesus
forgives me.
Jesus
forgives me. Yeah, that's right. Jesus forgives me. That's what we do when we come and follow Jesus. When we lay everything at his feet and we say, Jesus, yes, I am a sinner. And then we go, as Jesus said, and go and do what he tells us to do. But most importantly, we follow him. Notice that the rich young man was a very rich young man, and he wasn't willing to do this. He was in love with his money. And therefore, he was dishonoring God because he was sinning against God because money was his God. So this is the lesson for us. Anything that we place above God, that is our God. And God is not our God then. And when we place those things above him, we are rebelling against him. And then, therefore, since Jesus says that we are to sell everything, put away that idol, get rid of it, and confess our sins, Jesus is willing to do what when we confess our sins? Vincent, say, Jesus forgives me. That's exactly what he does. Jesus forgives. When we confess our sins, Jesus forgives each and every one of those sins. Those sins that we commit in our heart and the sin of placing things of this world above God. So therefore, my dear little ones, and Vince too, even though you're sinners, we know that because of what Jesus has done on the cross, what he has done right here, that he has shed his blood and his blood washes you clean. And all your sin, Vincent, yes, mom and dad need to hear this, all your sin is forgiven. Mm-hmm. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for telling us the law today. For the law does convict us. It convicts our hearts, and it shows us that we are sinners. That even though we don't physically sin against you by killing someone or committing adultery or actually stealing or telling a false lie, yet, Lord, we know that we are sinners because when we even think it, we are sinning against you. So therefore, Jesus, you have come to take all of those sins to the cross. And there in your death and the shedding of your most holy and precious blood, your sin washes us clean. Our sin is forgiven for your sake. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise, for you are the worthy one, the very Lamb of God who has taken away all my sin. And all the children said,
oh.